It definitely takes a team. And in order to have a team, you have to treat your team with respect, fairness, and honesty. And you have to hold your team accountable. And you have to understand that your team needs to make sure that they are understanding your vision so that your restaurant or whatever type of business you are can run how you see it to be.
Hello, my name is Emily Jansen, and this is the Leadership is Female podcast. We interview women in the sports and entertainment businesses to teach you the tips and the mindset that will get you to the top faster. Marian Wright Edelman said, "You can't be what you can't see." Let's bring visibility to women who are crushing it in their roles. Join us week after week, season after season, as we reach back to extend a hand to pull you forward. We will lead you forward because leadership is female. Welcome to the Leadership is Female podcast, Gauche Hawkins. We are pumped to have you here today. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Gauche Hawkins. I'm the restaurateur of Gauche's Breakfast Bar and Gauche's Tapas Bar.
So how did you get there? Because your story is one that really defines a nonlinear path. You worked in cosmetology for A-list celebrities and an image consultant for the Orlando Magic cheerleading team. Now you're a celebrity chef, entrepreneur, and the creative force behind Gauche's restaurant group. So how did you go from cosmetology, makeup, cheerleading, A-list celeb, like in that world, to restaurant?
Wow. So the world was changing. I had been doing hair for over 25 years at the time. And I was saying, it's time to, you know, pivot and, you know, make a change. And I wanted to do something different. I've always cooked. I wanted to open a restaurant back in 2008. The market crashed. And what I know now, I'm happy that I did not go into restaurant you know, into hospitality at that time, because I definitely did not know as much as I know now. And so I'm excited about that. But however, I used to cook for my friends. They used to come over to my house, we would drink, socialize, and they always said, "Hey, you should open up a restaurant." 2014, I moved not far from the Cascade location, which was the first location. And it was nothing in the area. You know, it was a disadvantage to the community considering the type of people that lived in my area. You know, you have all the mayors that live over here, and the only restaurants that was in the area were chain restaurants. I thought it would be a great opportunity to open a breakfast restaurant and, you know, be able to give jobs to the community and give back. And the rest was history. We opened December 23rd, 2018, and I opened 2 days before Christmas. I really wanted to see if I could really do it. We've been busy ever since.
That's amazing. And I want to make sure that we highlight that it takes a lot of courage to not only change careers, but to start your own business and start a business in restaurants and hospitality. So what type of courage was involved? And you talked about how your friends sort of encouraged you, but what did it take on the inside to really make that leap?
Oh, wow. It took faith, courage, and knowledge. I researched a lot. You know, Google is very, you know, an amazing tool to use. And I have, you know, lots of friends who are very knowledgeable, and I reached out to, "Hey, what do you think about this? And what about that?" So those were some great opportunities for me to learn and be able to build my business. I think that it was, you know, in hindsight, a great, great, you know, opportunity that I did not take, as far as hiring managers that come in and run your business, you know, as a startup. I'm happy that I did not take that route. You know, I wanted to learn my business 101, like go in, get in the fire, figure it out, trial and error. And that's what I did.
So I love your advice there about asking the audience first, right? You didn't have all the ideas in your head and just put your head down and just like do what you thought. You kept asking your friends, asking the community, recognizing the need. And I think that that is a very critical step that oftentimes a lot of people skip. And it seems like it was critical to your success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the community, I filled the void. You know, each time I open up a restaurant, I always want to make sure that there's a need in the community for it. I never want to go in an area where there's lots of competition or just to say, oh, I feel like I'm better than you. No, I never want to do that. And I always want to make sure that I'm filling a void in the community, because I feel like if you do that, your business will be able to thrive because, you know, that's something that they need. So why not be able to give the community something that they're deserving of?
Do you think your confidence was ever challenged during this time?
Absolutely. You know, before I opened the restaurants and I cooked at home, I never used a recipe. I literally used to just cook, throw a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and the food would be great. So my challenge was in opening a restaurant was, how am I going to make sure that people are coming back and receiving the same taste every single time? What happened was I end up going to Sysco, which is my food distributor, and they watch me make these recipes. They watch me throw the salt, throw the seasoning in the pans. And that's how I developed my recipes. I thought that was so unique. And once I learned that, I thought everything else was downhill. Like I was good, you know, like that was my biggest challenge, learning how the restaurant food was going to be consistent. I had owned businesses before. So owning a business, I didn't think that part was hard at all. But now I do think a little different as far as it being hard. You know, because yeah. I always felt like if you owned a business, it's the same in my mind. That's what I was thinking. But opening a restaurant, it's many challenges. I mean, many, because you have so many different people to rely on that has to make the business run. You know, it takes a village to run a restaurant. And, you know, when you're doing hair, it's you and your assistant. That's the only people that you really have to rely on. But in a restaurant, we literally have at least 55 people on our team at each store. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot.
What have you learned about management through that process when you were one an assistant and now one leading lots of people?
I've learned that I cannot run the business by myself. It definitely takes a team. And in order to have a team, you have to treat your team with respect, fairness, and honesty. And you have to hold your team accountable. And you have to understand that your team needs to make sure that they are understanding your vision, so that your restaurant or whatever type of business you are can run how you see it to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of vision, you have a vision to transform and influence Southern cuisine. Mm-hmm. So how do you translate that vision to your team? And is that your why for how you get up every day and stay motivated to bring these businesses to the next level?
I opened the business almost 6 years ago, and I've been in the business nearly every day for the last 5.5 years. I feel like I've done a great job with my team, making sure that the food is consistent, making sure we provide a 5-star experience to our guests, and making sure that we are consistent. And I feel like with those key ingredients that we will, you know, we've been able to succeed. And I think those are very important pointers to mention when you're running a business.
Yeah, 100%. And recently, opportunity has grown for you even more. You're now a cast member of WETV's Bold and Bougie. So how did you find this opportunity?
I didn't find the opportunity. They found me. Carlos King, he's the owner of the production company. And he had his team reach out to me about being a part of an ensemble cast. I wanted to know who the cast was, what was the show about. And basically the show is about, you know, an ensemble cast of women who are business owners, who are living their life unapologetically. And, you know, they've been cheerleaders for everyone else throughout their life. And now it's time for them to shine and live their best life. And it's a group of women who are trying to form a sisterhood. And within that sisterhood, we have disagreements and we learn how to use our conflict resolution to solve our issues without the fighting, throwing chairs and tables at each other. So, you know, I think every family has its ups and downs with family members. You're not going to get along with everyone at the same time. It's how you guys come together, talk about it, and work it out to move forward.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. What has the experience been like being on TV? I mean, you said the last 5.5 years, you've been working in your business, you've been in your restaurants, and now all of a sudden, you've got cameras, right? So what has this experience been like, and has it changed your life and your business?
Well, this is not my first time on TV. So it has not made breaking, you know, moves in my business, but it has shed some exposure to my business. It also shed a lot of light on my product line that I launched, you know, my gourmet line of grits and pancakes. It has done amazing with pushing that product for me. And that was one of the things that sold me on being on the show. They were allowing us to showcase our businesses. I've been on reality TV before, and that was not the case where we could showcase our personal life and our careers as far as what we actually had going on behind the scenes. So that was also one of the factors in making the decision to be a part of, you know, Bold and Bougie.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel, or do you feel any hesitation ever, like bringing your authentic self to the camera? Like, are you ever in those moments where you're like debating what to say, what to do, or does it just come naturally to you?
It depends on the situation. You know, sometimes I want to go left, but I always have to think about, I am a business owner now and I have to think before I speak. So sometimes I'm a little hesitant about the words that come out of my mouth, but I'm a very, you know, upfront, bold speaking person. I say exactly what's on my mind. And if I don't speak it, you're going to see it in my eyes or in my face. My facial expressions will say exactly what I'm thinking. So I do have to sometimes hold back a little bit just to keep it, you know, cute and classy, you know, and especially my wife. She doesn't like all that.
Well, I like that at the end of the day, you're bringing your authentic self. And mm-hmm. if you're being authentically gaucher, then mm-hmm. there's nothing to apologize for or double back on. Like, you don't have that fear, like, oh, what did I say? You know, your whatever you said was like your natural self.
Yeah, I definitely say exactly how I'm feeling. I just say it correct. And, you know, politically correct, you know, I curse a lot. So I try not to curse that much on TV.
That's
but
so
I
funny.
Definitely stay true to myself for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit about your product line and how you narrowed down, like, what products would be a part of it. And then what went into getting at packaged and ready as a consumer good when you have been used to cooking and serving, cooking and serving? Like how did that shift happen in your business?
The gourmet pancake and grit line came about because we have people who come in the restaurants. They are coming from all over the world and they speak highly of our pancakes and grits all the time. I have people who tell me I'm a pancake connoisseur and I travel all over the world and I come back for these pancakes. And I thought it would be a great idea to package it up. You know, if people are coming from all over the world to buy the product, then why would we not use that opportunity to make sure that people are able to have this product in their homes? And I thought it was great to be able to make the product where it's instant, convenient, tasty, and flavorful at the same time. Because a lot of times when you buy instant products at home, they don't taste that well. I wanted to make sure that I developed a product that not only was delicious, but was convenient and flavorful. And the rest was history. So, you know, they've been flying off the shelf and we've been trying to, you know, keep the production going on them. And we're also trying to get them in, you know, local stores at this point. And I think, you know, we're almost there.
That's incredible. Well, your career has spanned a lot of different experiences. What's the biggest hurdle you've had to overcome and what did you learn?
I think the biggest hurdle, learning to talk, learning how to talk to people. You know, in business, it's not the easiest when you haven't been taught how to speak correctly to people, you know, but when you own a business, it's now you can't just say anything. You can't just do anything to people. You have to really be mindful and conscious what you are saying to make sure that you are respecting people's boundaries, because you might be joking, but the other person may not take it that way. So that was one of the biggest things that I've had to learn in being a business owner and making sure that I'm protecting myself and protecting my brand.
Do you need a keynote speaker for your next conference, ERG meeting, event, or group? I'm here, raising my hand. I help leaders grow their confidence so that they can lead more intentional, goal-directed, fulfilled, and happy lives. We are conditioned from our childhood to stay small. Don't be conceited. Run in the middle of the pack, because if we speak out too much or shine too brightly, we will offend other people. This could not be more wrong. When you are your best, most confident leader, you give others permission to shine too. So, how do we get there? How do we increase our confidence? I love sharing my best practices and proven methods to help leaders grow into who they are meant to be. Your most confident, authentic self, ready to take on your next biggest challenge in the office and in your personal life. Get in touch at emilyjansen.com. I don't know about you, but I love learning more about myself. If there's a quiz out there to help me better understand who I am, I'll take it. If there's a journal prompt, I'm using it. But how about a business that helps female leaders communicate effectively while inspiring confidence and trust in those you want to impact? Sign me up. Breakthrough Brands is unlocking clarity for women leading progress. They build leadership brands for women to discover what inspires them, define what drives them, and unlock how to share their brands with others. Do you want to gain clarity on your personal brand? Shoot me a note at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com or on Instagram, and we will introduce you to the women who will help you unlock your leadership brand. That's breakthroughbrands.com. It's a new year, and I want to welcome a new sponsor to the Leadership is Female podcast, Staffy. That's STAFI, and they can be found at getstaffy.com. We are all busy professionals, and we have a lot on our plate, and GetStaffy is here to help. They are a virtual assistant company. They're virtual assistants, legal assistants, receptionists, intake client specialists, sales representatives, and paralegals are thoroughly trained and effectively can manage multiple tasks, from answering customer inquiries to booking your family activities and managing your calendar and appointments. Plus, you get to save costs with our easy subscription-based service. That's getstaffy.com, or reach out to me at Emily Jansen on Instagram, and I will connect you directly to their people. They are a phenomenal company, and we've got an interview with their CEO on the podcast. If you need help, if your company needs help, if you need a virtual assistant that can help save costs and get more done, GetStaffy is the way to do it. GetStaffy.com and mention Leadership is Female, or let me know and I will put you in touch. Let's go.
Yeah, it's so important, and how amazing of you to share that insight with us, because it's something that we all have to learn as we elevate in our levels of leadership. Those communication pieces are key. Well, I think I would be doing our audience a disservice if I didn't ask you for some tips in the kitchen to make our food taste better. I know it seemingly comes very naturally to you, but what are some things that we can do to make our food taste better, our home cooking taste better, if we're not in Atlanta and can't get to your restaurant?
You can always purchase the products.
There you go.
Line of grits and pancakes. You can always purchase that at gauchesbreakfastbar.com. But at the same time, you know, butter is my favorite. Butter and salt. I love both of those. And, you know, sweet, savory items. I love those items.
Yeah, don't be afraid to add the flavor. I think that's, that's the key.
I feel like when people taste your food, they should not have to do anything to it. And that's one of the reasons why we've excelled in our business.
I love that. Well, what's next for you? Is there another season of the show? Are you launching more products? Are you opening more restaurants? What's happening in your world?
We are definitely looking forward to a second season. I am also launching my hot sauce, which is Honey Hot. So I'm looking forward to getting that on, you know, to the shelves and to the market. And I'm also working on a cookbook. I have a Dallas franchise that we are opening. We have a franchisee who's opening up in Dallas. And we also have a downtown location that we are happy and very excited to be working on right now. And those are the things that I have going on right now.
So how do you set those goals for yourself? And what is your process to achieving them?
I shouldn't tell people what my process is, because I'm not a person who actually plans. I kind of follow my spirit, my mind, and if my mind is telling me to do something, I do it. My wife is a methodical thinker. I'm not a methodical thinker, because if I think like my wife, I would talk myself out a lot of things. And that's a great balance between me and my wife, because I'm very spontaneous and I move on my feelings and a vibe. And, you know, if I feel like it's going to be great, I do it. I never have a business plan or anything. I literally just throw myself in the fire and I make it happen. So that's really how I move.
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for that. You're not letting the obstacles get in your way before you're moving. It sounds like it comes naturally to you, but are there any ways that we can tap into a deeper intuition to lead us to our next great thing?
I feel like if you want to do something, you should find a mentor. Finding a mentor was, I did not have a mentor in any of my businesses when I opened. I had great friends. I had, you know, a lot of people in my circle who I communicated with, as I still do to this day. And a lot of things I did as trial and error. But I will say it's great to have a mentor. Try to find a mentor. If you can't find a mentor, your circle of influence, of your friends, you know, you should want to lean on them and never be the biggest person in your circle. Try to find people who are bigger and better than you so that you can continue to learn and grow. And I think that's, you know, something that people should carry with them throughout life all the time. You should never be the biggest fish in your circle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're always leveling up, it seems. So at that same time, you're really being conscious about the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Is there anyone on the show that has helped you to have some new ideas or lead you forward, or even say, like, I don't know how drama will get, but even say, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this.
I will say that the people that the family that I have on the show, they are continuing to inspire me, you know, just with the things that they do, how they move, and, you know, how they are continuing to create businesses. And, you know, I look at them, they inspire me. And, you know, I'm happy that they are who they are and how they are able to, you know, open these businesses and, you know, create generational wealth for their families. So I think, you know, yeah, of course, they inspire me for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's just a good reminder for all of our listeners that you have to be really cognizant about the people you surround yourself with and that they have the same ambitions as you. Mm-hmm. So that when the going gets tough, you can continue to pull that inspiration.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And make sure that you're to understand that your attitude changes your altitude. And that is extremely important to remember, because a lot of times when I was younger, I really had a really bad attitude. And I never really understood that people really judge you and they hold it against you like forever. And a lot of times that attitude makes people not want to deal with you. So I learned to learn how to deal with people in a, you know, in a more professional way. Because a lot of times when you go through life, the things that you've experienced growing up, they affect how you move in life. And I think that a lot of that, how I grew up, did affect how I, you know, how I move through life. And now that I'm older, like, do realize, you know, you can't let those things, you know, dictate your future in a negative way. Like, you have to look at those things as stepping stone experiences and, you know, grow, learn from those to be able to grow. You know, those things build character and they shape who you are today. So never, mm-hmm. you know, let those things get in the way, because you're going to have issues, you're going to have problems, but it's how you deal with them and how you snap back, which makes you different.
I love that. All right. Well, let's get into the final four questions. Mm-hmm. What is your top piece of advice for women today so that they can level up tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Invest in yourself. Invest in your business. Invest in yourself. Always. You know, whether it be saving money, you know, take each time you receive a paycheck, take $20. And pay yourself, put it in a savings account that you don't have a debit card to, you know, so that you can save money. Because a lot of people don't save for rainy days, but what they don't understand is that $10, $20 goes a long ways. You know, if you take $20 each pay period and put it back, you'll have money for a rainy day. And make sure you get life insurance. Life insurance is extremely important.
Yeah, I love those tips. Okay, where are you traveling to next?
I'm going to St. Martin for a friend of mine's wedding. Well, actually, I'm going to the bachelor party. I'm going there soon.
Sounds amazing. I think we're all envious of that one. And then what is your pump-up song? So you're getting ready for product launch, grand opening of your store. What are you listening to get fired up?
Well, it's a gospel song, and it's Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And then if I want to turn up, it's 2 Chainz. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah. So either one of those songs, just depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And finally, what is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is, stay ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Love it. Always ready for those next opportunities. That is absolutely your story. And I think that's a perfect quote to wrap it up. So tell us, how can we follow along with everything that you're doing? Where do we find your products? Where can we eat at your restaurants? Give us all the information.
Yes, you can follow me at Gaucher Hawkins on social media. Or if you want to follow the restaurants, you can follow Gaucher's Tapas Bar or Gaucher's Breakfast Bar on social media. You can buy the product at gauchersbreakfastbar.com.
Amazing. Well, it has been such a pleasure to get to know you. I hope next time I'm traveling, I can stop in and taste it in real life for myself. But if not, I'm sure my kids want me to order your pancakes. So
absolutely. It's like, it's a vibe. So you come to the restaurant, it's a vibe.
I love it. I love it.
You got to come through.
Thank you for being a part of the show and for leading her forward.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, and make sure they watch Bold and Bougie every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. WeTV.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. Time is your most precious resource, and it means the world that you spent it with us. Please help us reach more people who need to hear these interviews by hitting the subscribe button and the 5-star rating on your iPhone. Do you know someone who could benefit from this interview? Please share it. Take a screenshot and post to your Instagram stories, copy the link and share on LinkedIn, or text that link to your colleague. The Leadership is Female podcast exists to showcase female leadership in sports and entertainment and give you the tips to level up. We will extend a hand back to lead you forward. Extend the same hand by sharing this with someone who needs to hear it. One last thing. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Leadership is Female. Now, take this lesson and run. Let's go.